Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 6 of Prosy's Corner. Excuse my voice, I'm sorry I'm losing it today, y'all. This is a show all about promotional conversation, dream chasing, motivation, and all-encompassing inspiration. I'm your host, author Mara Prose, along with my day one and bestie, Nikki W.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. Mara normally has me give a little tidbit about myself so you guys can get to know me, but I want to say something about her that if most of you don't know, yesterday was her birthday, so I would like all of you prosers that follow her to please, because we celebrate the whole month, so from May 17th to June 17th, send her a happy birthday. Also, we're doing something a little different. Instead of you calling in, we'd like for you to text any questions the last 10 minutes of each segment. So you use 346-917-0634. That's 346-917-0634. Text your questions or any requests to that line 10 minutes before each segment ends.
Thank you for my birthday wishes, Nick. It was a beautiful day yesterday, and I am so grateful for all the Facebook posts, notifications, and the surprise party that my babies put together. So, yes. Yeah. So today we have the beautiful and wonderfully talented Naomi Charnell in the studio. She is a native to my favorite city, New York, and over the past 3 years has developed a passion for media and has absolutely just been killing it. She is also a fellow writer and has written for numerous magazines and has been fortunate enough to interview some of my favorite celebrities, including Dougie Fresh, Avant, I love Avant, and Tank. More recently, she has even interviewed some of the comedians I love to follow on social media. One of me and Nikki's favorites, Shuler King, we love him, so we can't wait to question her about that interview, Desi Banks, and Country Wayne. So please join us in giving a warm welcome to the phenomenal Naomi Charnell.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm just so happy to actually be here. Mara, I've, really been watching you on Facebook. So, when you reached out to me about this, I was like, yes, absolutely. It took a while to get it together, but guess what? I'm here, honey. Let's do this.
Yes. And we are so happy to have you. It did take a minute to get it together because our schedules were just so crazy, but believe me, I have been looking forward to this all week long. So we're going to jump right into the questions that we have. I know Nikki has the very first question for you, so I'll let her take it from here.
Okay.
Yes, and my question is an easy one. Tell us how you got started. What started you? Was it your writing?
So, it actually was I had always wanted – well, let me just start with this. I've always been nosy. Like, all my life I've been nosy.
Oh,
and
I
always
that
wanted to know.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to know what made people tick and what makes them do what they do and how they, you know, got to where they were. So it was like, you know, maybe I could do something like, you know, Oprah did, and just because I admired how she just sat there and she talked to people and everybody listened. And so I've always been really good at English, and I've always been good in music. I've always been good in, you know, the talented people, just watching them. And I just wanted to know, okay, well, how do you get started? How do you, you know, and it just came on me. I said, well, people are on YouTube putting up these videos and just talking. I said, why don't I do something
right.
like that? Why don't I just talk? I wanted to, you know, add a music twist to it. So a friend of mine reached out to another friend and told them that I write really well. And they said, well, why don't she, you know, just let's see if she can be a critic for our magazine for music. And when the opportunity came, I had to take it. So it started with just writing and critiquing music. But then it developed into so much more, you know, as I started growing my media career. It developed into radio, developed into TV, it developed into, you know, spiritual motivational speaking. So just in 3 years, I didn't realize that I could do all this. And you know, I said, this is it for me. This is where I belong.
Yeah.
And you can see, you know, I always tune in when you go live and post your stuff. And, I mean, it just comes so natural to you. So you can tell that it's very much a God-given gift. I love it.
Thank
I share, you know, all your videos whenever I can. And, you know, you're very
thank
impressive,
you.
Really.
Thank you. And see, I didn't know that it was a gift. I thought anybody could just get online and talk and stand up in front of people and just talk
Lord
or interview
no.
people. I had no idea that it was something special, you know. So
yeah.
thank
right.
you for that. Thank you.
And that's a key to
yes.
some people, you know, not trying to be mean or whatever, but it's not for everybody. So some of the people that I do see go live, it just might not be your calling, okay? And on that note, let's go on to the next question. Nikki, I'm going to let you ask the next question, too.
Okay. So do you want to tell us about some of your interviews, like some of your favorite interviews, maybe like one
yes.
or two of your favorite, one music and one
yes.
comedian?
Yes.
Okay. So I would have to say my favorite music interview was Tank because I thought he was going to be a little, you know, because some celebrities are just stuffy and, you know, who are
yeah.
you, what are you talking about, that type of thing. But I walked up to
right.
his manager, and people don't understand, interviewing celebrities takes a lot of heart. It takes because these people don't know you from Adam, and you know, why should they even talk to you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I
approach
it as you're a person just like I am. I'm just doing something different to make my money. You're doing something different to make yours. So,
exactly.
You know, I went up to his manager and I said, hey, I really would like to interview him. He was like, you know, I don't know about that. And, you know, he kind of gave me a hard time. And I said, look, I just need 5 minutes. Because for me, a good interview, I can get it done in 5 minutes or less. Trust me. And his manager said, well, I admire your hustle. Let me see. So he talked to him and Tank was over at me. You know, he said, okay, yeah. So we went into this back room, and Tank was just, he was just so personable. He was just so humble, and he was just showing out, acting crazy. I don't know if you can see the interview on Instagram or Facebook. They're both on there. But he was just,
okay.
you know, really welcoming, and, you know, he talked about the song, because at that time it was When We was the hit song that was out. And so we talked about that, and, you know, he was just one of the most humble interviews I've ever done. He's very humble, very respectful, and funny. So
I've heard that. I heard he's really intelligent, too, just from some, like, articles that I've read and some past interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And just people
yeah.
in the industry, they say that he's really, really intelligent. And then I've heard that, too, that
yeah.
he's very, very down to earth and just open.
Yes. Yes. and I thought he would be the hardest one because I interviewed three people back to back. I interviewed Dougie Fresh, Avant, and Tank all within 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was, it was CIAA week and I was really getting it. But the hardest one was actually Avant. He was the hardest
one.
Yeah, because he wasn't feeling too good. And it was a little bit awkward, but he was still sweet though. He was really nice, but I could tell, you know, it was just the chemistry that I had with him was just a little, I could tell he was kind of like, was really just wanted to be left alone for that time. He was in pain, you know, so, but it was, you know, that was a great experience. I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. And the best comedian, I would say, oh my goodness, I can't really call it because I interviewed Shula King, Country Wayne, and DC Young Fly. And if I had to, I think I would have to say it was hard because it was, you know.
It's too hard to
Country
pick one,
Wayne
huh?
was cool. Yeah, it's hard. I can't even do it because they all were so sweet. They all were really down to earth and everything. So, I don't know.
How did you get through those interviews without like just cracking up the whole time? Because I can only imagine. I mean, I don't even think I'd be able to successfully interview them because they are just so silly and they are just so funny, you know? Especially
yes.
Shula.
Now,
oh
Country,
man.
Country Wayne had me cracking up through the whole interview because it was a short interview. I did it with my phone and you know, I chased him for about a year and a half because I talked to him on the phone like before he even hit like big, but I knew it was coming. And I was like, look, I want to interview at some point. And he said, okay, I don't do interviews, but, you know, I'll look at your profile and I'll give you one. And I thanked him. It took a year when he finally came to Charlotte. I just took out my phone. I said, let's do it. And he was cool. You know, he was really had me cracking up, asked me if I was a child support lady undercover. And I said, no, I wasn't a child support lady. Look up for you. you know, he's just a great comedian, and I want to see him go on to do TV. I want to see him do some really big things, which I know is coming. Shula King was just, we had to, you know, that was a sit-down interview, and he was really calm and cool, and I talked to him. As a matter of fact, I never uploaded it, and I really need to do that because I got a lot of work out there that I never even uploaded. But, yeah, he was just really cool. He was funny as well, but he's funnier on the stage. During the interview, he's more serious. But on that stage, when I tell you he tore that stage up, that man is he's on fire on stage. I absolutely loved his show.
You can see that. I anticipate he's going far too.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. DC Young Fly, I can't. He was really that was a rush interview, but he was funny though. He was really cool. He was really cool. So I'm sorry, y'all. I cannot pick my favorite.
No, that's it.
That's okay.
You know what? We're grateful to hear about him. I mean, you know, they're a fantastic experience for you. And then, you know, you definitely are into where you can just say, I knew them when, because I think every last one of them is on their way to really blowing up and, you know, becoming one of the majors. So it would be nice and to see their progression.
Right, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So with all of this, Naomi, and like I said, you know, like you said, actually, 3 years and so much has changed from when you first started. Where do you see yourself going from here?
Oh, so I'm visioning myself on some stages, actually, and doing some motivational speaking to – And forgive me, but I may be going to a different direction, but it's what God is calling. And maybe the celebrity interview is what got me out of my nerves. And, you know, maybe that's where it just needed to start. But
right.
I see myself just speaking to the masses and just talking about, you know, fixing and healing yourself. And then from there, you can be your best you. You know what I'm saying? And I see that. And I also see a TV show. And not saying I don't want to, you know, interview celebrities, but I want to interview those celebrities that are really making a difference and impacting the lives of others. Because the reason why I named my company Diva T Media, and the T is not like gossip. It's I call it T for T, true entertaining empowerment, because I believe that anybody who is true and entertaining, they have a story to empower the next person. Because we've all gone through something. We've all gone through something that can help someone else. So I see myself with, you know, like I said, just speaking and then touring and speaking to people, and then also a TV show where, you know, I'm interviewing people and talking about the hurdles that they went through, the things that they've had to endure in order to become successful. So that's where I feel I'm headed.
I like that. And I know we had talked about that being, you know, your topic about fixing your crown. So can we talk about that a little bit more and you share, you know, that with the listeners?
Yes, absolutely. So the fixing your crown came about with me, you know, starting with myself and facing the things that I were indulging in that was no good for me, you know, and facing the truth about myself. I had to, I had to confess with my mouth, Naomi Charnell, you are a functioning alcoholic. You are a functioning alcoholic. And I had to really, really admit that to myself. And then once I admitted it to myself, okay, so where did it come from? Where does the alcohol, wanting alcohol so much, come from? And it came from the abuse that I suffered as a child and a teenager. And I had to admit that everything that I was doing to harm myself, and that includes dealing with men, you know, being addicted to men and just wanting their attention, not even the right attention. I didn't care what kind of attention they were giving me as long as I was getting some attention from them. And so when I realized that this was being problematic, was a problem, you know, okay, well, let's go back. Let's confess what happened. Let's look at, and I call it unpacking my mental suitcase. When you unpack your mental suitcase, you realize the things that happened in your past is what's affecting you right now and what can affect your future.
Yeah.
So as I was doing that, it was like, girl, your crown is so broken and damaged. You have no respect for yourself. You ain't got no respect for nobody else. You don't even know if a man say hi to you, good morning, you looking at him mean. For what? For what? Because you're not loving yourself and you're not seeing the value in yourself. And so the fixing the crown part came about when I was, I think I was at my lowest. I woke up in my car, passed out from being drunk one night.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had chicken nuggets in my hair. I had French fries all on my lap and didn't even remember going to McDonald's. Didn't even remember stopping nowhere and getting nothing to eat. And my car was running, and I heard a tap on my window, and this man was saying, he's like, are you okay? I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe this. And I said, no more. That's it. It's time to get this crown together, because that man could have took me out that car and did whatever he wanted. You know what I'm saying? And good thing that good thing God has his angels on me, because what they say, God looks out for babies and fools, and I would definitely wasn't a baby at that time. So you know, I said, let me just make some steps or get some steps in order to start fixing this crown and making myself feel whole again. Because we're all, I mean, we have some parts of us that have not healed. And so when you deal with those parts that haven't been healed, then it's like, okay, it's time. You have to admit first on what has happened to you. And then you can go into your healing process. And then that's where the prayer started coming. And I got reintroduced to God by
a young man I saw on Facebook Live called Prophet Gary Robinson. I got reintroduced to God by him and, you know, just started listening to him and listening to some other people on YouTube, Sarah Jakes Roberts, TV Jakes. I just listened to a whole bunch of people and everything made sense. And I was like, okay, it's time to take the steps. And then once I took my own steps, then that's when I said, okay, ladies, let's start fixing them crowns. Y'all tore up on the inside. You're looking fine on the outside. Hair weave done, red bottom shoes and all that. But what's really going on the inside? Let's talk about
mm-hmm.
it. So that's where fixing your crown came about.
And, you know, it's so amazing that you say that because part of our, the book that we selected for our book club this month is Crushing by T.D. Jakes. And that's exactly
mm-hmm.
what he talks about, that crushing moment
mm-hmm.
where you really
mm-hmm.
hit, and we all have it, no matter what anybody says. We all
mm-hmm.
have that crushing moment where we hit absolute rock bottom. And from that
mm-hmm.
point, it is up to you to really take an authentic look at yourself
yes.
and say, okay, you know, how did I get myself to that point? Stop blaming everybody
yes.
else. Take everybody else out of the equation and really look at yourself.
Yes.
And then start
yes.
rebuilding from there. And that's where
mm-hmm.
people get
yeah.
stuck. They get crushed,
right.
and then they just stay there.
So, can't stay there.
Know,
yeah.
Not stay there.
I applaud
you
for your transparency, sharing
Thank
your testimony.
You.
And I think it's important
Thank
that we do share this with people. I do try to pride
mm-hmm.
myself on just being real. With people,
mm-hmm.
you know, people
right.
need to take off the mask because
right.
I tell
yeah.
people don't look on social media and all that stuff. All that you're catching just glimpses, maybe even a second of
mm-hmm.
good moments, but you have no
right.
idea what it took to get to that point.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the pictures that I take on Facebook, they're all cute and everything, got the little Snapchat filters and all. Sometimes I take them with filters, sometimes I take them without filters, but I let them know either way, I'm still me. But I'm not on here cheesing all the time, you know, and
right.
it's like the reason for me wanting to promote Fixing Your Crown. And by the way, a book is in the making. I know it's coming. I feel it in my spirit. I just got to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Book is in the making. So, you know, I feel it in my spirit that's what I'm going to have to put it all out on paper eventually. But, you know, the Snapchat filters and all of that good stuff, you know, I love doing those or whatever, but, you know, I'm always
right.
going to be transparent with who I am, really. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some days I don't feel good. I'll get on Facebook and be like, I'm just not feeling good. This man has got on my nerves. And so I did a whole video because I thought about a person that broke my heart, and I got on, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, got on Facebook Live and talked about this person and just said, he got on my last nerve. And, you know, because I want to be transparent. I'm not going to be happy all the time. You don't
exactly.
need to be happy all the time because you're not happy all the time. So,
right.
you know, you'll ride with me doing my good days and my bad days. So
mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
I love that. And I love that you don't
yeah.
allow people to put their, you know, their perceptions on you. I think that's a problem with most people, too. They take,
mm-hmm.
once again, glimpses of your life, and then they build this whole
mm-hmm.
persona of you and this perception. And then when
mm-hmm.
you know, go a different direction, all of a sudden, oh, I didn't think you would do that. Well, you know, you
mm-hmm.
don't know everything there is to know about me. You're looking on something
exactly.
that I've posted.
Right.
And that's just, that's not me. It's not black and white. There's a lot more
that's
to me
right.
than, you know,
mm-hmm.
just what
mm-hmm.
what is being posted or even what I let you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's the reason for I also do something on, and I don't know if you ladies were going to bring it up, but I do something on Facebook Live called The Wine and Wisdom, where, you know, it's just the time, and you don't have to drink wine. You can just get whatever your favorite drink is, and then we just sit down and we just talk about real issues, and I have guests on, and, you know, they talk about their experiences. I mean, I've covered everything from, you know, abuse to, like I said, I did one special one on Fixing Your Crown, and then we talk about, you know, mostly relationship things and self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
building self-esteem and understand. And one that I really love, and actually it's going to be like a three-part series, but
mm-hmm.
it's the narcissistic personality disorder.
Oh.
because a lot of us have been in relationship with narcissists and don't really realize it or don't know it. And it's real. It's so real.
It is.
It is so real out here. Narcissism, for those who don't really know what narcissism is, it's just basically people who have this persona of their authoritative, their opinion matters, and then sometimes they manipulate you to make you think that you're the crazy one. And they're somewhat bossy. It's either their way or no way. And I was in a relationship with a narcissist for 6 years, and had no clue of what was wrong with this fool. So now I can warn other women. Look.
You gotta let people know.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
So, we get to the last 5 minutes.
They went time goes by so fast when you're having fun.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Can you give out your social media so people can start following you and knowing how to get in contact with you?
Yes. So, my Facebook is Naomi, N-A-Y-O-M-I, Charnell, C-H-A-R-N-E-L-L-E. Excuse me, you may see two of them up there. There's one that says, Casey, don't pick that one because I'm blocked out of it. I can't get to it. But pick the other one that says CEO Diva Team Media. And then my Instagram is the Naomi Charnell Show. But you can just put in Naomi Charnell, and you'll be able to see my profile, and then just send me a friend request or, you know, follow me, and, I'll definitely respond back.
Awesome.
Well, thank you. Yes, and we have to thank you for being on the show. 30 minutes is definitely not long enough for us. You'll have to come back and talk more about fixing your crown, all your upcoming endeavors. And before you even go, we want to say good luck with your move. Congratulations on that. And just keep doing
all
the great things that you're doing.
Thank you. You as well. You ladies as well. And thank you for having me. I definitely want to come back. So definitely, yes, just let me know.
Wonderful. All right, well, we'll give you some of your weekend back. You have a good one, and I'll be in touch soon.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bless you.
Well, that was awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Another great interview in the bag, Nikki. So we only have 3 minutes, so let me hurry up and give you some little tidbits. Next weekend, we're off in celebration of Memorial Day weekend, but we'll return June 1st. We're continuing our series of where we're showcasing powerful entrepreneurial women who have changed the game in their industry. So we have some really, really great guests lined up all through August. Actually, the show is booked through the middle of August. So we're excited
about
that.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
And this Monday, be sure to visit www.marapros.blog for my new blog post, Exploring Mondays with Mara Pros. And last but certainly not least, because I know everybody is curious about it, just be on the lookout via my social media, or if you're on my mailing list, I will be officially releasing the links to purchase your copy of The Davenports, A Battle of Wills. Obviously, I initially wanted it yesterday for them to go live on my birthday, but the perfectionist in me and just overall craziness, I'm not ready for it to be out there. So I decided to make some last-minute changes. I'm still making changes, so I will definitely aim for before the end of the weekend, but no promises. It'll be soon, I promise. So thank you, thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and take care.